Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, I don't care where you are on this mask issue. Bottom line is that you need a cool mask. That we can all agree on. That a cool mask, like the KISW Rock mask, who doesn't want that, man? Because, you know, things are starting to reopen here in Washington, as you know, and people are trying to figure out exactly what phase and how we're phasing it and all that, but the mask is definitely a big part of it.
Plus, you can wear it late at night in your house to scare your significant other.
Yes! Hadn't thought about that.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, that's one good thing. The other good thing is that a portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. They do a lot of good work for nurses here in Washington State. So get your mask, man. You want to know how to purchase it? Get more details? Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down, and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. You guys, we made it. It's Friday. I don't know. What am I doing?
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Friday,
getting down on Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
Danny's jumping, by the way.
Danny is jumping.
Partying,
he's excited.
Partying, yeah. Fun.
Woo! Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Logan in Tacoma. Logan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here.
For those playing at home, Logan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Logan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, and if the cookies just don't grab, I'll take those.
All right. On the TV show Roseanne, what does the D stand for with the child's name DJ?
Ooh.
Diane.
No.
Pass.
Who was the 35th president of the United States?
Bush.
No.
Nixon.
No.
I'm not a crook.
Ford.
No! Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
Harvard?
Yes.
Nice.
What year did Chris Farley pass away?
Ooh.
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2003?
No. Zoe Saldana first portrayed Gamora in which Marvel movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Nice. What was the nickname of Alcatraz Prison?
The Rock.
Yes. What is the capital of Arizona?
Phoenix.
Yes. The Witcher is a series on which streaming service?
Ooh.
HBO?
No.
AMC.
No.
Oh.
Showtime.
What was that?
Showtime.
No. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
They do offer a streaming ability, but those aren't actually streaming only networks.
Yep. I said that streaming service.
Yeah.
And
I mean, arguably HBO has their own thing, and so does Showtime. But they don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you could have said those specific ones, and I still would have said no.
But the way you said it, you should really go for the only.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you think of those. But Logan didn't get it. We'll see if Steve also has that kind of brain fart. I want that. I want a song. I want the song that happens.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Marshawn.
On the TV show Roseanne, what does the D stand for with the child's name DJ?
Oh, Don John.
No?
Don John.
Don John.
Don Julius.
No?
David Connor. David.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Good
job,
who was buddy. The 35th president of the United States?
Hey, Connor.
45th? 35th.
Oh, 35th. I'm going to go with Richard Nixon.
No.
John F. Kennedy.
Yes. Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
Harvard.
Yes. Right. What year did Chris Farley pass away?
99?
No.
97?
Yes. Zoe Saldana first portrayed Gamora in which Marvel movie?
Oh, that would be Captain Marvel.
No.
Iron Man.
No.
Booster Gold.
No. What was the name of Alcatraz Prison? Nickname of Alcatraz Prison.
It doesn't matter what you think the name is. The Rock.
Nice. Yes. What is the capital of Arizona?
Tempe.
No.
Mesa.
No.
Scottsdale.
No.
What?
Wow.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yes, it's...
Wow.
Wow.
What?
You went all around
Phoenix. To Mesa, which is like a suburb of Phoenix.
He went all around Phoenix.
Yeah.
I mean, Tempe, I get that's where the college
Steve,
is, but...
it's never the big one.
You said, like,
BJ, you're talking about brain farts. That was a big brain fart.
If it's not a big one, it's usually
the
no...
big one.
But it's usually not near a big city if it's... Oh, it's not a suburb of a big city.
Steve,
if it's
I'd
not
like
a big
to
one.
Call you dumb.
But you're kind of dumb.
You got 5 correct. And you won. So, congrats.
Sorry, Logan. Logan didn't make a good run there.
Isn't that sweet of a victory?
I don't think it's that
honestly,
sweet of a victory.
When I thought I lost and it turns out that I won.
You should actually lose for the Phoenix one.
Kind of, right?
I mean, you would have then said somewhere else, anywhere else. It's another city in Arizona that's not so close to Phoenix.
I don't know any other cities.
I was legit proud that I came up with all those cities.
Yeah. What is the other one? Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
It's Tel Paso.
Tel Paso?
You know what? I'm an idiot. What's this? Mojo used to work and where John Jay and Rich used to work in Arizona. You don't know, Danny? I was hoping you
Tempe.
Don't. No,
you already said Tempe.
You already said Tempe. It's the
Tucson?
Yes, thank you. Tucson.
Oh.
It could have been Tucson. That's
okay.
That's a All big
right.
city.
Yeah.
I mean, not as big as Phoenix. It's a small city, but at least it's far away. And like it could be like our Olympia. It could be that.
Yeah.
Wow.
The two that you missed, Logan got correct. Zoe Saldana first portrayed Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Duh.
She's the green girl.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who she was, and once you said the name, I picture her.
She was the blue girl in Avatar.
Oh, yeah,
and she was just the girl in Star Trek.
You figured out that it was Phoenix for Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then one question you didn't get to that Logan did not get correct. The Witcher is a series on which streaming service?
See if he gets this.
The Witcher. I'm going to go with... Prime.
Woo!
No.
Too bad. It was Netflix.
Yep. Netflix.
Yeah. You had 2 shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty much on that one. Well, congratulations, Steve. You still won with 5 correct.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
All right. So some other news that we got here. CD sales in the U.S. have dropped by 95% since peaking in 2000, which people like myself and Steve and probably Rev, we remember when CDs were the bomb and thought nobody wants vinyl. You know, exactly. And now vinyl is coming back and nobody wants CDs because pretty much, I mean, you can get everything, you know, via digital. There's no reason to even need any kind of CD type player. You've got your phone, or even if you got your phone, you can just, you know, Bluetooth it up to your smart speaker and hear whatever you want.
I don't have a single CD player in my home. I mean, I guess maybe you could play it on an Xbox.
Yeah, you're right. That's all we got.
But I barely even use that. So, I mean, but there's no CD player in my house. There's no CD player in my car. Everything is is via Bluetooth now.
My car's
or vinyl.
Yeah, my car's so old it still has the CD player. But that's because it's a 2004. So that's why it still has it. According to Billboard, 80 million Americans paid for a music subscription service in 2019. That's up 12 million for the previous year. So you can see why a lot of these people like Pearl Jam will be releasing their albums via these, you know, subscription services, because you get whatever you want.
And I think that's why it's like, for the longest time, people probably were just like, oh, I just don't feel like buying CDs all the time. And then you realize, wow, for like X amount of dollars a month, I can have access to pretty much. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a few that fall through the cracks. But for the most part, everything that you want is available on whatever streaming service that you're using.
Do you know who's pissed right now because of all these streaming services?
Napster?
Not Napster. Steve, it's old school. Do you know who's pissed?
A-Track.
This is an old school company that tried to get you to regularly pay them for
Columbia
music.
House.
That's who's pissed right now.
I don't 12 know. Records for a penny.
They were the first ones to try to get you to do a subscription service for music, and they had the right idea, but they didn't go big enough.
Mm-hmm.
See, now these, you can get whatever you want. You don't have to listen to crap you don't want to hear, which Columbia House would send you some crap along with some stuff you might want to hear.
I don't remember them ever sending crap. You had the choice of what you wanted.
Oh, but sometimes the choices were crap. That's the thing.
That's on you. That blood is on your hands.
That's what I mean. It's like, you this way here, you've got a choice of everything. So, of course, I'll pay for a subscription service where I have a choice of everything.
There's times where I'm just like, I'll discover a record, and I'm just like, why did I not know all these songs by a band that I like? And I realize, oh, crap, when they were popular, I must have not bought this record. Like, for some reason, maybe I couldn't afford it at the time or whatever. Maybe, like, for the longest time, I hadn't heard Stone Temple Pilots' second record in its entirety.
Oh, Purple?
Which is now my favorite Stone Temple Pilots record. But for the longest time, I was just like, I just assumed I already had it, but I never owned it. I only knew the singles, only the popular songs.
Oh.
So then I'm like, whoa, what's this? Meatplow. Meatplow. Like,
oh, dude, Meatplow's so good.
But, it wasn't a single, so I had no idea it even existed until all of a sudden I have like these streaming services, and I'm just like, oh, I can listen to anything that I never thought of purchasing at one point.
Oh, dude, it's my new life. I am getting exposed to so many bands that I just, the barrier was I don't want to buy everything.
Right.
And now I don't
take
have
space,
to.
Take some space, waste some money.
Yeah. And I mean, this is, you've turned me on to so many great bands that I've got, in the queue ready to go. I'm excited about music again because I now have an easy way to listen to everything.
It's in your pocket.
I love it. And and I can see why 80 million Americans like me said yes. And depending upon the kind of service you get, you may get more. I mean, Amazon has their own service, plus you get all the Prime, the shows. I went through YouTube because I get to, get YouTube downloaded and plus all the premium stuff that you get. So it's whatever way you pick, whether you Spotify it or you go to Apple or whatever, they're all sweetening the pot, giving you so much more than just the music.
I feel like that's the one advancement in technology that, obviously I have my issues with certain things like social media and whatever, like some people might, but the one thing that I'm so glad we live in this time is the fact that I have everything for the most part at my disposal in my pocket if I want to listen to it, because I'm such a music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. You probably missed this big story. I mean, look, there's a lot going on, so you might. I can understand why you missed this woman in Virginia who just set a new world record after collecting 1,456 pieces of beaver memorabilia. That's a lot of beaver.
That's six more than mine.
Yeah. Oh, six more? That? Oh, yeah? That was nine more than yours.
Well, I'm about to get three more things.
So. Ah, there you go.
No, wait. I'm about to lose three things. This is too much math in the morning, damn it.
You're doing a great job.
Sorry. She likes the beaver.
Yeah. Here she is talking about how obsessed she is with beavers.
If something makes you happy, you know, live it. When I first started thinking about the record, I was like, gosh, you know, I think that I probably have the most beaver items of anyone. It's an obsession. I've got all kinds of stuff. It's a bottle opener, keychain light. Here's a stressed beaver. Like I said, it makes me happy, you know, searching them out. And the nice thing about collecting beavers, it's not like collecting teddy bears, because teddy bears, there's so many of them. But beavers, it's a little bit harder to find them.
Okay, so these are stuffed animals and different like figurines and things. I thought she was literally collecting beavers, so I feel better.
That's a little serial killer.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I didn't even know there was a stuffed beaver.
I mean, I get it, though. In high school, I had a tough time securing beavers as well.
Yeah.
I love that she's wearing a shirt during this interview that says, "Got beavers?"
Yeah. And did I just
see Oregon?
I just saw that. I was just going to ask you if that's what I just saw.
Oh, I bet she loves.
Oh,
who's that?
Yeah.
That's not Oregon State, right? Oregon State.
Yes.
Yep. Because beavers of Oregon's the ducks.
Yeah, state beavers.
Oh, there she's squeezing a beaver.
Yeah. So do you think she gets it, by the way?
Yeah. I got to imagine she finds a little, that she understands there's going to be people chuckling because of the innuendo.
Yeah. Good for her, man. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no way I can throw stones at this woman because of the fact that this is what us collectors do. We find something we love and we collect it. And Steve, you've been down to Orange County, but you've never, I don't know if you've done the Balboa Walk.
Because
yes. Have you? So did you see the teddy bear house?
Oh,
maybe you didn't walk that part of Balboa Island.
If we did, it wasn't on my radar, so I wasn't looking for
She's famous. She literally, as you walk by her home, and every season, whether it's Christmas, Halloween, July 4th, it is always some sort of theme. Honestly, every window in the home, everything stuffed with teddy bears. And these homes on Balboa Island that are basically right on the water, so these are not cheap homes. I mean, so this woman obviously has some money. Dude, teddy bear insanity.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, except if you got to be the guy that lives with that.
I hope that you're on board as well.
Because I peeked in the windows, dude. I mean, there are teddy bears all over that house.
I'm guessing she might be single.
No, I've seen a guy.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I've looked at the guy, and I look at his eyes, and he looks at mine, and we both immediately go, whoa, dude, how do you live with that?
Apparently, this woman, her name's Lori Gongaware, the beaver lady. And it all started in 96 as a joke, but then she did, like sometimes a lot of things start as jokes, and then you just get really more and more into it. But she even has a beaver tattoo.
Oh, well,
I
would imagine. well, it would be, it would just, wouldn't that just be, I mean, appropriate if she had it in the area you should have it in?
I mean, if you have a really good sense of humor, yes.
If you're serious and you're collecting beavers and you have a beaver tattoo, there's no way you don't have it somewhere in the vicinity.
There's a lot of beavers, man. Looking at our house, it's like everywhere. It's like a beaver infestation.
So 1,400. I guarantee this woman in California has that many teddy bears, at least.
Yeah.
And she's got to have some in storage because she doesn't show us all the Christmas teddy bears all year long or the July 4th teddy bears. Oh, so thousands and thousands of these beavers.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yep, she's got a beaver obsession, and she just set the world record for the most beaver memorabilia. You thought you had a beaver obsession? Oh, no, she beat you. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. Maybe I'm a little too obsessed with blank. And these are stuffed beavers and figurines. It's not like real beavers, which I okay, I thought they were.
Could you imagine a house with 1,400 beavers?
I thought it was like a taxidermy thing. I didn't,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Dead
I thought,
beavers.
Yeah, that was the dead stuffed beavers. Ward, you've been really hard on the stuffed beaver. Anyway, we wanted you to finish this sentence. Maybe I'm a little too obsessed with blank. What is your massive obsession? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
How about this one? I'm a little obsessed with keys. House keys, car keys. I collect them. I have about 100. I want more.
It's an easy. That's an easy obsession.
They're not that expensive.
No, I mean you can. I mean, I don't know if they got to be real, or can you, or does she walk into like, you know, a Lowe's or a Home Depot and just basically, you know, have a moment?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you see that big key display.
Okay, well, I don't know about that, but I was thinking, like, do these keys need to be already made for something, or can you get a blank slate key? Like the Homes or the Home Depot or the Lowe's.
Oh, the Homes. And what about Alicia? I mean, does she just lose her mind when she comes to town?
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's a come on.
Oh, yeah, Alicia Keys. I get it.
What about our arena? What did you say?
I'm about to quarantine you.
Oh, really? What about Key Arena? I mean, does she go there and it's just basically that's her place that we're like a church for her?
100%. Yes, I bet she does all of that.
Thank you.
I'm not going to think next time I have any keys I want to throw away, I should just give them to this person.
Yeah, you go ahead, Steve. You know what? Yeah, they give it right. A nice key collection. You know? Key club. You can call it a little key club.
All right. No, because that has connotations of sex.
Sex.
How about this? My wife, obsessed with glass pumpkins. We have over 50, ranging from $35 to $350 each. Spent about $5,000 on these stupid things.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
You know, it's usually somebody like that where you go, you don't have anything, sir. There's nothing you do that you've spent money on that really is a waste of time.
But, dude, $5,000 on glass pumpkins?
See,
that's
you
a
say,
lot of money.
Oh, yeah? You say that like it's a stupid thing to do. How much money have you spent, you know, on your musical career? That is basically, you know, a
hobby. Well, that's cool. So, I mean, that's
what
crazy.
It is. All right. Okay. At least we've drawn the line.
Right. If I had a pumpkin-shaped drum set, that'd be pretty crazy.
Well, you know what? You and this lady need to get together, piss off the husband, and do some cool collecting. Luckily, I don't have any obsessions, so
no,
I'm good.
No,
oh,
nothing,
yeah.
Nothing that sounds like board games.
Yeah. What? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We are looking for your strange obsession. What are you too obsessed with?
Vicky found pictures on the internet of pumpkin-shaped drum sets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Awesome. All right.
You should buy those.
Yeah, really. At this point,
I like pumpkin seeds.
Oh, cool. That'd be awesome.
Oh, cool. Again, he is like the I like turtles, I like fried chicken kid. It's just
I like turtles.
Yeah, you know. I like pumpkin.
I like fried chicken.
I like pumpkin seeds.
I like this kind of shrimp. I like fried shrimp. I like, okay, Forrest.
Yo, we're talking about pumpkins, and what's a big part of pumpkins? They're seeds.
God, that is
crazy.
Creepy.
Yeah. Just
wow. Mm-hmm. Even Linus has decided to come up with a new holiday after hearing that. Oi.
I noticed your daughter's in the room.
Oh, really?
Oh, Sarah.
That's a great segue.
What are you obsessed with?
I don't know what it is, but I love tiny things. All things
teeny
tiny.
Sorry, J-Rubs.
Oh, awesome.
Ow. Wow, yikes. That's a thing.
Ow.
No, well, no, not him. But, like, wow.
Okay, let's just,
can
I don't
care.
Can we
play this for J-Rubs to get his response?
Yeah, just let's continue and get off the rubs.
J-Rubs does not include in this topic.
I don't care
to
know.
He is a great-sized man.
Oh, I said, what part of I don't care? Just what about your tiny things?
I just got to say. But I love tiny things.
Like those little tiny hands?
The little tiny hands, so cute. Any little tiny fork that comes in like a pre-made salad, I collect them. I love little tiny Tabascos. My friend gave me a little tiny jar of Nutella.
Oh, my gosh.
We were driving into the station today, and walking across the street was a tiny person. BJ almost had her, but
BJ
didn't. But I just get so happy. I don't know why. Everything little.
Yeah, there's a character on Doctor Who called the Master, and he has this device that shrinks people, and she loves it. She's like, she goes, I hope he has his shrinker thing whenever he comes on the show, because he takes people and makes them like little action figures.
Have you ever watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Hell yeah! I love that that movie.
Steve, are you insane? That's
and
her
Honey,
movie.
I Shrunk Ourselves?
Yes, that's a good one, too.
Yes.
That's her jam.
Why do you think I watch them? Because they get so tiny.
And you're excited for the reboot. That's going to happen.
Heck yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. I know. She's got a tiny obsession.
I know. I don't know.
You like the song Tiny Dancer?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Really? Is that that's your contribution?
Yes.
Yeah? I mean, you're going to make fun of me with the key, Alicia Keys? You go to Tiny Dancer.
100%.
Which I really?
Yeah, I learned it by watching you, bro.
Okay. All right, fair enough. 206-421-ROCK,
awesome.
Text us at 77999. What are you a little too obsessed with?
Someone said I might be a little obsessed with my snakes. I've spent hundreds on them and hours working with them and feeding them.
Well, listen, if this woman's got a beaver obsession, this person should get to have a snake obsession, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's just apropos.
That's perfect.
How about someone's obsessed with airplanes? Hundreds of model airplanes in my collection.
Ooh, I can see that. I can see that a lot. I used to be that guy that would, I really, you know, I have to stop because I would, you know, I collect, you know, a guy like me can collect everything and you just got to stop.
Yeah, you don't have that kind of room.
No, really.
Someone says at least J-Rubs can get Sarah, a tiny diamond.
I was like, who's Tara? Yes, you know. I hope so. Damn, when is he going to put a ring on this?
And if it was a really tiny, tiny diamond, you'd be happy because it's tiny? You know, because a lot of women want the big stuff.
I'd rather have like a big fake one, to be honest.
Oh, so cubic zirconia?
Over, yes! Oh, yeah. Oh, just, do not spend thousands of dollars on a little tiny diamond. I'd rather have it fake and big and sparkly. But it can totally be fake. I'm cool with that.
Look at him,
that is
man.
The one thing about Sarah. She does get terrified going into any sort of like name brand store. She even if it's a, like I took her to the Outlet Collection and took her to one of the fancy stores, but outlet style, and she started having a panic attack.
Oh, I had a panic attack.
She doesn't want expensive things.
Oh yeah,
Jay Rubs is a lucky guy.
Oh yeah,
you need to shop with me because lately, especially since buying a house, I scour the clearance sections for everything, and the one thing I always get is office supplies. Why? I don't know. I have like 15 notebooks that I just randomly buy from the clearance section, or if there's a pretty one, I'll buy it. But I'm obsessed with notebooks and pens.
Oh, I got to come to you. Do you have any sticky notepads?
Oh, I have a crap ton of sticky
Can
notepads.
Can you bring some in for me, please? Because I got busted.
You got to be better at that.
But what do they say to you?
They say that. Where are you going with that? Because they know
no,
I don't
they
have.
They didn't.
They know I don't have a desk. So they
did
gonna
not.
Do, what are you going to do with that? Because I pocketed it. If I'd have just taken it and like kept it in my hand, looked like I was bringing it to the studio, I got dimed out.
No, they did not call you out on taking some sticky notes.
I don't want to mention any names. I didn't want to be that guy to go, why can't I? But I knew that the person was right. I was going to bring it home. I wasn't going to use it in the building.
Dude, that's the moment where you go, don't you know who I am?
Yeah. I didn't want to be that guy.
Pay your bills.
But I mean.
And then take it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't.
You're Bobby big time.
I felt horrible because she, I mean, the person knew exactly that I was taking it home.
I thought that was just the law of the land. If you work in an office, you're allowed to take like a supply or so every once in a while.
Nah, it's really like that unspoken rule. That's a rule that you're not supposed to do it, even though everybody does it.
I need to bring back that giant jug of Purell that we had.
Yeah, you really do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you really, really do. Vicky, can you bring some in for me? Seriously?
I got you.
Thanks, bub. Appreciate it.
Grab it now.
No.
I got you. I'll go steal
some. They locked the place up now. Have you seen the like they got the gate now?
No, I don't steal office supplies, so I never know when it's locked or not.
So why are you encouraging me like you're the guy that does it? They have a gate now. Like you have a real gate that you have to unlock to get to supplies now.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah, it's I mean,
for real?
It's hard. Yeah, Do you know this radio station you work at? Have you ever like walked around and seen stuff?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I only know where the bathroom is, the kitchen, and our studio.
I thought it was weird because I went to one of our Boston facilities and they had a gate, and I'm like, they got a gate and a lock thing to like all the supplies. This is nuts. And I go, and I started laughing. I'm going, you know, in Seattle we trust people, and then now we got a gate.
Look at you, and it's because of you, I bet.
It probably is, and I can't blame them.
You have an obsession with stealing office supplies.
Red-handed. I just feel like we got them. I mean, isn't that a perk of the job? I get to at least take like a ream of paper home once in a while.
I mean, I wouldn't have made a big deal out of it, to be honest with you.
Well, I know you wouldn't. You're a criminal. I mean, I understand
I'm not
that.
A criminal. I don't sweat the small stuff.
That's because you're not a business owner. You don't care. It's like you don't mind giving anybody else's stuff away.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.